There's a boy who works in Starbucks. He is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Alan." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I told him, "My name's Alan, and thank you for the extra foam." And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor the Latte Boy, Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. I would like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. And today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing with a band down in the village in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever and for me, he made it triple. And I knew that triple latte meant the Taylor loved me too. And I said, "What time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim." Because this triple latte was on him. Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. I used to be the kind of boy who'd run. Love rushed over till finally a voice whispered, "Love can be yours if you step up to the counter and order." Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. My heart has waited. Who'd have thought that love could be so caffeinated? Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, 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 I love him.
Actor, singer, Tony Award-winning Alan Cumming was in the last song of Part 3 and starts off Part 4 about radio all by himself with a totally charming song called Taylor the Latte Boy. That's become kind of a cabaret standard, mostly associated with Kristen Chenoweth, but recorded by many. This is J.D. Doyle bringing you the last segment of the show, and it'll be all in a pop cabaret vein. I'm starting off with a set of three from a new CD called Love on a Summer Afternoon, Songs of Sam Davis. He got a number of his very talented friends to sing his songs, and it was indeed hard to pick just three. Here are Michael Arden and The Boy He Wanted Me to Be, Edward Hebert and Love and Real Estate, and lastly, David Hyde Pierce with Goodbye to Boston.
These walls could whisper secrets. They could whimper, they could cry. The shadows in these corners can't forget, although they try. We shut old images away. What's done is done, what's past is past. But memory, that sly Houdini, picks the locks and comes for us at last. Painted soldiers in a row, straight and strong, made of wood. Never let your feelings show, never question what is good. And those ever open eyes won't flinch at what they see. Daddy had a goal in mind, the kind of boy he wanted me to be. Baseball's thrown too hard to catch, tears unshed, pain denied. Each uneven wrestling match helps to toughen up the hide. Broken bones can be reset, bend the twig to shape the tree. Daddy had a goal in mind, the kind of boy he wanted me to be. Daddy's little man, forced to fit the mold, till Daddy's little plan got permanently put on hold. My bruises healed, life revealed a better way to live. I've learned the greatest power is the power to forgive. Punching bag, hunting knife, things I'd rather not recall, remnants of another life. I am not my father's son, thank God I've wrestled free. But the thing I fear the most is an angry, vengeful ghost. And I know this room is haunted, the child he always wanted, by the boy he wanted me to be.
Real estate is so confusing. Is it bust or boom? Should I look for a mansion or a solitary room? I sought out an expert who was patient and astute, and incidentally, rather cute. He took me to a penthouse with a partial river view. The neighborhood was desirable, and he was desirable too. What he showed me was enormous, especially below. And the closer I inspected it, the more it seemed to grow. He showed me his exposures, the room was bright and airy. I felt I was in Wonderland, and he was my good fairy. The bathroom tiles were grouted with the finest kind of grout. We walked inside the walk-in closet and didn't want to come out. The dining room was all inlaid. We toured the billiards room and played. We found the maid's room bed unmade. So there and then we made it. He said his services were free, but if he'd sent a bill to me, I tell you I would happily have paid it. We lingered in the bedroom, which was cozy as could be. But somehow I made room for him, and he made room for me. The mantelpiece was marble, and the walls were baby blue. The parquet floors were very hard, and he had hardwood too. That afternoon I spent with him, the boy was so compliant. Every single minute was sublime. But when I couldn't close the deal, he found another client. I called him, but he said I was subprime. The housing boom is over now, and I must carry on. I dreamed he liked my assets, but now that dream is gone. No penthouse with a view for me, a basement is my fate. And all I have is memory of love and real estate. Oh well.
He was my love before I knew the meaning. Just 18, both very in between. Deciding who to tell and when to hide, in a time when shame was turning into pride. Choose your way or you lose your way. Find tomorrow from yesterday. The single bed we shared was warm and wide, and the walls were blue, and love was true, and everything was new in Boston. When college ended, I went off to search for something more. I was bound for glory. He moved to Concord, where the redbird sings. We were still in love, just needing different things. Choose your way and you lose your way. Find each other again someday. We separated all our books and clothing, shared a cry till our eyes ran dry. And then we said goodbye to Boston. I found another life, and so did he. And love became a memory. Exchanging Christmas cards each year or two, we tried to keep in touch, as people do. I got a call to say the news was bad. There were pills for pain, a fire in his brain. His lover told me he was full of fight, but the final round was probably in sight. I went to see him when the snow was falling soft and wet. I never will forget. He stood to greet me while I parked the car, with a green silk hat on, covering the scar. Spring and summer and autumn fly. Winter comes and we don't know why. We can't hold on no matter how we try. So we choose each day as we lose each day. And we try to find our way to Boston.
Very nice. I'm going to slip in something old from a 1993 CD called Silent Voices. Very active on the Houston cabaret scene then was the duo Atwood and Camo, and they still perform together once in a while now. Here is their version of Old Friend.
Every time I've lost another lover, I call up my old friend and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end. And we meet and I tell him my sad story. And we wonder at my taste in friends. And we ponder why I do it and the pain of getting through it. And he laughs and says, you'll do it again. And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love, as old friends do, and tell each other what we've been through. Hello. His life is ever lonely, and if he ever feels despair, and he says he's learned to love it, 'cause that's really all part of it, and it helps him feel the good times when they're there. And we sit in a bar and talk to about life and love, as old friends do, and tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts and people change. Wonder if I'll live with any lovers, or if I'll spend my life alone. The bartender is dozing, 'cause it's getting time for closing, and we figure that I'll go it on. But we'll meet in the year we're 62 and travel the world as old friends do and tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts.
Ever seen, he's all I've got. He's is all I've got in this world, but he's all the man that I need. And in the morning when I kiss his eyes, he takes me down and rocks me slow. And in the evening when the moon is high, he holds me close and won't let go. He won't let go. He fills me up. He gives me love, more love than I've ever seen. He's all I've got. He's all I've got in this world, but he's all the man that I need. He fills me up. He gives me love, more love than I've ever seen. He's all I've got. He's all I've got in this world, but he's all the man that I need. He fills me up. He gives me love, more love than I've ever seen. He's all I've got. He's all I've got in this world, but he's all the man that I need.
And that was Clay Calloway from his 2007 CD, Baby That's Love, with the song, All the Man That I Need. Therese Janeco is a much-acclaimed New York City artist who got quite a bit of attention with her show honoring Frances Fay. But I have for you a very quiet song by her called If I Were a Boy.
Would you love me better if I was a boy? If I had grown up to be a man, would you feel happy being here with me? Would it feel safe to hold my hand? Would I be allowed to love anyone at all? Could I wear what I wanted to? We could kiss in sunlight, slow dance until dawn, making plans that fear could not undo. If my hair was shorter, if my clothes were different, if my voice was deeper, if I could play ball, would my life be better? Romance even greater? Smile upon me after life would seem unlimited. Night would feel safe then. We would never have to run again. But would it make you happy? Would it bring you joy? Would you love me if I was a boy?
I keep looking for a place to fit where I can speak my mind. I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times. Time I get the inspiration to go change things around. No one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. Where can I turn when my fair weather friends cop out? What's it all? To happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad.
think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 I never wanted water once. No, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
That was two tracks by remarkable artist Susan Werner, and the songs I Just Wasn't Made for These Times and The Wind were originally recorded by, respectively, the Beach Boys and Cat Stevens, but you may have noticed the arrangements were quite classical. That was the idea. On her album from 2009, just called Classics, she included a number of songs, ranging from Simon and Garfunkel to Paul McCartney to Stevie Wonder, all done classical. Another album I've received recently, where the writer has mostly others sing his songs, is called 13 Stories Down, the songs of Jonathan Reed Gelt. And he's also assembled a group of very talented artist friends. So here are Titus Burgess and Quentin Earl Darrington singing My Best Friend, Stay I'll Never Go by Adam Armstrong and Jonathan Reed Gelt, and finally, Wanting, as done by Matt Doyle and Darius DeHaas.
When we were young, your father built you a treehouse that seemed seven stories high. It came complete with a mailbox where I would drop letters as I was passing by. Then after midnight, I would sneak out quietly to meet you there, where we would stay up for the rest of the night, pretending I was Fred Astaire. I've never had a friend who treated me better.
When we were young, your parents took us to Rio for our summer break, where we got lost in the mountains and followed a river till they found us by a lake. Though I was scared and we were hungry, you never seemed to falter. So I trusted your lead and let you make the decisions with both our lives at stake. I never had a friend who treated me better than you.
Never better than you.
Best friend, you were the only one I could depend on. You were my best friend. You were always the one I could trust by my side.
Remember the girl that you were dating in college? I think her name was Jan.
She started screwing my cousin, then moved to the south 'cause he was more of a family man.
I always wondered why it never seemed to make you angry. 'Cause if you wanted me to, I'd take a trip to the sticks and tie her up in the back of her van.
I'd never had a friend who treated me better than you.
Never better than you.
'Cause you were my best friend. You are the only one I could depend on.
outside.
It's been years since I talked to you. You don't seem any different, but still I can't find the words to tell you.
Even more so than I ever was before.
does this feel so strange, sitting next to you when all I did was happen to run into you by chance? And I know that I shouldn't be excited when you smile. Oh my God, he just caught me looking at him all the while. I can't help thinking maybe he was looking at me too. Get a grip and watch the movie. After all, that's what you came here to do. Wanting.
Why does this feel so strange, sitting next to you when all I did was happen to run into you by chance? I should go, 'cause I shouldn't be thinking of you this way. I don't know what your preference is, but God, I hope you're gay. What the fuck? You don't know if he is thinking about you too. Get a grip and watch the movie. After all, that's what you came.
Go and get some more, but I can't move because I feel my heart is pounding through the floor. Should I make the bold decision and be the first to make a move? Hey, you might like you too. Screw the soda. Hey, I really like your shirt. It sure does bring out the color in your eyes. You idiot, why did you say that to him?
Hey, I really love your shoes. I sure do look like they make you comfortable.
Wanting.
I hope he knows that to make him feel at
while
ease.
While you're being so nice, yes, I know that was bad. When it comes to making small talk, I am pitiful and sad. God, why are you still talking? You are acting like a fool. Get a grip and watch the movie. After all, that's why you came here from school. Wanting. Wanting. Soon the movie will be over and we'll have to say goodbye. Now just look to find the courage. All you have to do is try. What's the worst thing that could happen that he politely turns you down? What have you got to lose? Let's get coffee!
Getting near the end of the show, but I've got time for two by Michael McCassie from his 2003 album, How Long Has It Been? First is Another Mr. Right.
How often on the silver screen I've seen this not-so-moving scene, a leading lady left by her Lothario. The movies aren't my cup of tea, and fate must have it in for me to imitate a second-rate scenario. Now I know I'm not the first to love and lose, and so before I live and learn, I am required to take my turn and sing the blues. They always run away. Another Mr. Right left. He took the sun away. And now there's only night left for me. It's once again goodbye time. I wasn't born to. And once again, it's my time to take it on the chin. It's stranded high and dry time for. my life has lost direction. The future looks so bright. Now I don't know my left from my right. Another Mr. Right Left, we're calling it a day. Another Mr. Right Left, the blues are here to stay. With no relief in sight, no hope to reunite. All the love that I thought was so right was so wrong. I don't believe I'll be able to love for a long time. Another Mr. Right Left, I stood and watched him leave. Another Mr. Right Left, I've earned the right to grieve. But is there any fight left in me? Is there any fight left to give that man a right lift? And will there be another Mr. Right left for me?
One more by Michael, and it's from a very early gay musical called In Gay Company. That show was first performed in 1974, though it took another 10 years before a soundtrack was recorded. This song is best enjoyed by Sondheim fans, and it's called Sondheim.
Summer's gone, and I think I'm getting sick of Sondheim. All I hear is his music night and day. His music now is known in all our cities and towns, Canada too. And if one more clone starts singing, send in the clowns. You know what I'll do. I'll rant or scream and yell. Yes, essentially I'll crack up, or eventually I'll pack up and move far away. 'Cause summer's gone and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. 'Cause I discovered Sondheim when I discovered you. I'll always remember the first time we met. You were standing outside my apartment building, waiting around for the girls upstairs when a funny thing happened. I'll always be sorry, grateful that we met. For the moment I first saw you, I was already losing my mind. Then you invited me into the woods for some sushi and chrysanthemum tea, and I thought, ah, the follies of youth. Soon after that, we were keeping company and walking side by side by side together wherever we go, remember? Then I was offered that show out of town, but turned it down because, after all, could I leave you? When for the first time in my life, I felt pretty. When for the first time in my life, I knew what being alive really meant. And when, for the first time in my life, I was hearing another 100 people humming a little night music. It wasn't easy breaking the news to my folks. I thought they'd hire assassins when I told them that some guy wanted to marry me a little but live with me a lot. Still, I thought, hey, old friend, merrily we roll along for now, 'cause no one is alone, and we've got a good thing going. Honestly, you could drive a person crazy. I should have known that something was wrong, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I thought you had an eye for pretty women, but that did not prepare me for the awful truth. Well, as I told you outside, that former cabaret Reno Sweeney's Todd. I hope you and the Miller son will be very happy together. Oh, I suppose from now on you'll be spending all your Sundays in the park with George. Oh, yeah? Well, not while I'm around, because I'm still here. Though you're gone, every time I hear a song by Sondheim, like a knife, it stabs through and through. And if anyone can whistle, darling, tell me I'm wrong. But why do all you actors claim that you can't while singing that song? Do I hear a waltz? Yes, that waltz is getting quicker. And I think I'm getting sicker. And I don't know what to do. 'Cause summer's gone and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. Oh, I'll get over Sondheim, but will I get over you? Goodbye, Todd.
This is J.D. Doyle closing my cabaret segment of Out Radio for March and thanking you for getting this far. And I've got a beautiful closing song from a beautiful album by Ann Hampton Callaway. The CD is called At Last, and this song is her version of the Stevie Nicks classic Landslide.
Thank you.
take this love, take it down. Climb a mountain and turn around. If you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, a landslide will bring it down. Maybe